Freddie's back home for the Frednets On Deck pregame show. The series opener between Fredericksburg and the Houston Astro-affiliated Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Fayetteville's first ever trip to Virginia Credit Union Stadium. Eric Bach joined by Philip Glasser. Great start to his 2024 season here with the Frednets. And Phil, my friend, good to see you. Thanks for doing this. And got to be thrilled with your start to the season.
Yeah, it's awesome to do it with you again, Eric. Third time, you know. Last year, and then some don't know, 2021, we were together in the summer down in Moorhead City in the Coastal Plains League. So I've known Eric for quite a while and just appreciate all that you do.
Appreciate you. That 2021 summer in Moorhead City was one to write home about for sure. So I want to talk about your start. You're hitting at the top of this Frednet lineup, getting on base ahead of these guys, driving in runs when you get a chance. Tell me about your approach to start the season at the plate and what's been working for you.
Yeah, I think just having a good routine every single day has provided me, you know, a good opportunity to go out there and execute my game plan every single day, and just not overthinking anything, just keeping it super simple, and you know, just trying to put a good swing on a good pitch, and just try to do some damage.
You showed up to Fredericksburg at the 11th hour of the season last year after the draft. Played the last, I think, five games of the year with the Frednets, but this is a clean slate. Your first professional spring training. How much better is this Philip Glasser than the last Philip Glasser we saw in the fall with the Freddies?
Yeah, it's a lot better version, just overall from a physical standpoint, and then, you know, swinging standpoint, and then in the field as well. Kind of, it was a huge offseason for me to be able to have, you know, 6 months to myself and, you know, come up with a good plan and be super disciplined. And, you know, that's why it's super important in the offseason, put a ton of work in, just be prepared for, you know, the season. It's a long season, so just trying to keep everything right.
You're a guy that I think takes care of his body better than most guys in professional baseball. Where does that come from, and how did that really start, that body maintenance that you seem like you're doing even more than some others?
Yeah, I think I've always been super disciplined. Going to Indiana really helped me just, you know, learn how to take care of your body, because the college season's not as long, but it's a little more travel, and, you know, northern teams were always on the road the first couple of weeks, so it's super important to take care of your body and, you know, be able to play as many games as you can at close to 100% healthy.
How do you think your Indiana experience prepared you for this experience here in the Carolina League?
Yeah, it prepared me a ton. Just, you know, reading, you know, pitchers, scouting reports, coming up with really good plans. Obviously, the swing and the development and all the physical stuff, that's pretty obvious from, you know, when I got to Indiana till now. But overall, it's just helped me so much, and I'm super thankful I went there.
That 2021 summer that we spent together was the big moment for you. You showed up to Moorhead City, a Youngstown State Penguin, and you left an Indiana Hoosier. What impact did that decision have on you, and have on maybe the start that you're having to 2024?
Yeah, I think it's crazy because sometimes, you know, decisions are big, and sometimes you're not, you know, quite sure. Some decisions end up being bigger than others, but no, that one we kind of knew was a big decision, and you know, it's had a big impact. You know, going to Indiana, my swing was like totally different from Moorhead versus now, if you remember that swing. So it's just helped me a ton with, you know, not swinging and missing a lot, and being able to put the barrel on the ball as consistently as possible.
For me, as somebody that's seen you across many years, as we've discussed, it seems a lot more compact now. Can you tell me about the changes between Moorhead Philip Glasser and today Philip Glasser?
Yeah, Moorhead Philip Glasser was a good hand eye, still, you know, to this day, but I got away with a lot. So when you face like really good arms with, you know, good stuff, high velo and stuff, you gotta be able to get to these pitches and, you know what you can get to and what you can't, and being able to be as short as possible and a super efficient swing, so you don't have to decide as early as well. That was another thing at Moorhead. I probably had to make my decisions a little earlier just because my swing wasn't as short or compact as it is now versus back then.
And I want to talk a little bit about this team, because it's a good collection of guys kind of like yourself, a little bit older, that played college baseball. Seems like a lot of like-mindedness, especially on this offensive lineup that the Freddies are rolling out there. You're not playing tonight, but there's a lot of guys that I think Gavin Dugas is similar to you, just to name one guy. How have you gelled with this group, and how has this group gotten off to such a good start on offense?
Yeah, it like you said, there are older guys on this team, and you know, just coming from college, you kind of have that similar mindset of, you know, going through your freshman and sophomore and junior year and understanding, you know, what it takes to win games, and doing just those little things. And, you know, everyone on this team has a really solid work ethic. And when you have guys like that, you know, there's no laziness. It's pretty easy to show up every day and work. because the guy next to you is going to work. And, you know, those days that you kind of feel off, but, you know, you see all the other guys, you know, getting after it, then, you know, it just elevates your game as well. So super fortunate to have such a good group out there, especially position player wise, because we're with each other all the time. And so just super fortunate for all that, and makes me better than everyone else better.
Do you think of yourself as a bit of a leader, just given that you're a little bit more seasoned in your baseball career than some of these other young guys that maybe didn't play college baseball?
Yeah, I mean, any chance you have the opportunity to lead, or, you know, have more experience than someone else, or have different, you know, perspectives on things, you know, obviously you try to do your best to relate. And, you know, same for those guys who didn't go to college, right? They have different perspectives than me, so I always try to, you know, take things that how they look at things, you know, take them in for myself, and then kind of get my perspective, and then just, you know, overall try to gel that way.
The end of 2024, whether it's here, whether it's Wilmington, whether it's Harrisburg, what would indicate to you a successful 2024 for Philip Glasser outside of health? Health is wealth. We all know that. That's a given. But outside, I'm not even talking stats. I'm just talking, you feel really good about your season. What are some things that have to happen?
I think it's shown. I showed up every single day, you know, to the, I know you said no health, but as healthy, and that's a result of taking care of my body. So I guess I was super disciplined every single day. I was ready to go every single day, and, you know, I stuck with my plan. I didn't really, you know, go rogue on anything. I trusted my abilities on what I laid out for the offseason to, you know, be prepared for the season, and stuck to everything. And, you know, where the chips lay at the end, you know, that's where they lay. But I'll be able to live with the season if I stick with those things.
From Moorhead City to Fredericksburg, Bach and Glasser on Fred Nats on Deck. Appreciate you, my friend.
Absolutely. Thank you, Eric.